Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, A Wonderful Approach. Here we are on this beautiful morning. Oh, my goodness. Why is it beautiful today, Mama Seven? It's beautiful because God has granted us the gift of this day. We got our presence today. And so, yay, congratulations. I love my present. I opened it up. I looked at it. I saw all the things I had to do. And you know what I did this morning? I was like, you know what? We're going to stay completely focused on Sunday today. Not Monday is coming, yes. And Monday has a lot of different chores, ups and downs, bobs and weaves. Okay. But that's Monday. Today is Sunday. And I want to stay very present in this day. This is Easter. And for a lot of us, our ancestry was Christian. And so this is a big, big day. I have been planning on, spending a lot of extra time with my shrines today. I went to my famous store. I love this store. I went to Hobby Lobby. And was in there picking up this and picking up that because this is what I do. And, so today is going to be one of them days where I spent a lot of time focused on my personal spirituality. Of course, going to make sure the house is spotless, all the shrine glasses up and changed and filled. And it's going to be a work day, but I'm going to be working in my rhythm. I'm working in my rhythm. I might make 2-3 phone calls. That's it. You know, I'm going to be really, really moving slowly. And the purpose of that is so that I am getting and enjoying everything I'm having on this day off. It's so important to rest, right? And this is something I fight with. I fight with the rest. But, you know, when your body's at rest, it's healing, it is recharging, and I find that when I am resting, that my get up and go is stronger when it is time to get up and go. And this week, out of the blue, I've had like 2 or 3 people tell me I need to rest. That's like, oh, okay, I don't even know you. You know, one guy came and chat me up, and he's like, yeah, and we got to rest. And I'm like, Lord, here it comes. And so, you know, when a couple of people say the same thing to me, I'm like, okay, Spirit, I'm hearing you. Rest, rest. So this will be the 7th day, and I will rest, and I will work differently. And I will make sure that I'm focused on me and my little offsprings. And, of course, my mom and dad. But this is going to be one of those days. And I hope everyone schedules these days. Schedule it. Don't let your job run off with you. Don't let the work that you do to pay bills run off with you. And then you turn around and you're like, hey, wait a minute. This isn't what I wanted to do. This wasn't my plan. And then your work's not laughing at you. Yeah, we got you. We got you on your day off. You can't even have a day off, okay? So, you know, make sure that you're putting good boundaries in place. I think if we were better about putting boundaries in place, things like our devotions and our fast and our time at the water wouldn't be so critical. It wouldn't seem so foreign because we would already be doing those things. I think these, you know, the reason why we have to come in and dedicate an entire 30 days, because 30 days is a long time, family. But I think the reason why we have to do that is because we don't do it. If we would do it on our own, I don't think we would have to have this. But we don't. We get caught up. We allow other things to be priority. We allow, you know, other energies to take up everything we have. And so because of that, God comes in place and says, hey, you got to do it for me. you had to do it because I said so. And so it's like, okay, I can do it because you said so. And then as you get a little older, you'll be like, okay, I can do it because my body says so, because whose body is killing me? And so no matter what, we'll get to the point where we will be able to say, you know, just because we desire it, I need the time. I need the time. I need the energy. I need to be able to relax myself, okay? We're at day 22, and guess what day 22 is? Guess what today we're supposed to be focusing on? Mind, body, and spirit detox. Man, the timing on this couldn't be better. That's our journaling for today. That's our activities for today. Mind, body, and spirit detox. I have said this before. This book feels like it was written last night. You know, but it feels like, you know, God keeps peeking in. Oh, what do you need? Oh, you need to sit down for a second, chill out. Okay, I'm gonna call it detox. There you go. Mind, body, and spirit detox. Let's get to it. This is what we need. This is the timing on it. It couldn't be more perfect. Your body has rights over you. And in this area, in this topic, I am speaking to myself first. Y'all just listening. You know, because I really have to get to the habit of scheduling mental and physical detox. Spiritual, I do. I got to keep myself, because I do too much. I do too much. You're doing too much. So when you're doing too much, if you miss that regular scheduled cleaning, if you miss that, you know, that oil change, your car is going to be like, oh, you drive way too much to be skipping on this. Tires, my car always has nice tires because I drive too much to be skipping down on tires, you know. So, you know, spiritually, I keep that spiritual mindset strong. You know, a big part of my prayer life is praying and asking for mental strength, physical strength, and spiritual strength. I make sure to put myself in spiritually clean areas. I cannot take any chances on being in areas that are not good for me. No, because I understand that my spirit has value. I understand that. I don't play with that. I know there are negative energies that would love to just take my poor, innocent spirit on a journey. Anything to get me off task. No, I don't allow for that. I'm very, very protective of my spirit. And you should be. If you knew how important you were, you would be too. If you knew that your ancestors hoped and prayed for you, and guided you and protected you from before your mama even had you, you would treat yourself differently. You would allow yourself to see the importance of your own self. So I see mine. I'm very, very clear with it. And I know that this temple and the spirit needs rest, needs time down. And that's what I'm doing today. And I announced it. I'm looking forward to it. And then, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a little bit, and then I'm going to rest right here too. And I'm going to do a little bit. And so it's very, very okay to do that. Now, my rest and your rest may look like two different things. If I'm moving in slow motion, I'm happy. But, you know, you have an angels going to the beach having fun. Wonderful. Wonderful. That is exactly what the doctor ordered. There you go. Whether you're going, you know, whether getting dressed up and done up, get your little face made and going out and looking pretty, if that's your rest, if that's your way of just having a good time and just letting go and shifting gears, please go do it. We got to be able to schedule in some us time. There has to be a reward in there. And I can tell you, you can reward yourself without breaking any of the rules, okay? I know you can. I know you can. They do it all the time. You know, ask the dumplings. They do it all the time. They are here, there, and everywhere, and they're still able to maintain their food restrictions. They're able to maintain their activity restrictions, everything. They're able to do it. It's easy. And I love that because God is living this godly life. Doesn't mean you can't have fun. It doesn't mean you can't do activities. It doesn't mean you can't travel. It means that because we're spiritual, we travel in different ways. Because we're spiritual, we make sure that we're protected at all times. And because we're spiritual, we understand that we're in a world that can be challenging for us. And if we need to sit down, take a minute, go ahead and do that too. Okay? I love it. I love it. I love it. So if you're in, if you're checking out the book, I love the exercises that go with all this. But I'm going to tell you, from a big part of detox, a big part of your spiritual hygiene, making sure you're not doing this, is not involving yourself in negative stuff. If I could just get you to pass on some of those negative conversations, that would mean you would have half the dirt to clean up. Truly. If I can get you to relax the whatever you're doing, the arguing, don't waste your time with that. Don't waste your time being petty back and forth. Don't waste, it's a waste of time. I won't do it. There came a point, you know, as you evolve, you know, because I didn't start here, and maybe that's important to say. I didn't start here. I started it. I was a whippersnapper. When I started, I was very feisty, okay? And I would tell anybody anything that was on my mind. I would let you have it. I was what they say, a thundercat. I was rough, okay? And then I evolved. There was a definite moment. You know, the whole time I'm up here being angry at people, being angry at situations beyond my control, but I'm still angry about it. You know, I am being, you know, I'm having all this turbulence, and the whole time, I can feel my personal spirits just old-fashioned sandpaper scrubbing on me. Not the machine. Not fight the machine. You can't bring no machine in me. But old-fashioned sandpaper scrubbing on me, moving those rough edges. You know, the whole time, and, you know, I have to give a shout-out to my very patient mother who slowly and gently, often quietly, is working on me the whole time, you know, trying to get me to move out of anger and move into determination. You can be determined. Move out of, regret and, you know, vengeance, move out of that and move into patience, move into kindness, move into that love domain. So I didn't start here. So if you feel me rubbing on you, trust me, there's sandpaper in my hand. I'm trying to get those rough edges smooth, okay? If you heard me say something more than once, you know, I'm working on you. Because that's where that's what God's doing. That's what your ancestors are doing. I'm just joining in the fun, and I'm going to be working on you. And sometimes you'll feel it, and it'll be irritating because that's what sandpaper does. But, you know, this is kind of life. I want to help you. This jagged edge is going to run around cutting people if you don't be careful. That's why we're trying to smooth it out. this is one of the reasons why I have so much patience for our young people. I was a young person. And we all were, yeah, but I was a young person who made mistakes. I was a young person who thought they were right, still making mistakes. And so I have to leave space there for our young people to express themselves while we're rubbing them down with that sandpaper, while we're helping getting them situated, while we're constantly, you know, showing them. And some people were like, hey, let go of that sandpaper and just get an axe. No. They'll fight the axe. Why don't you just say this and do this if you are forceful with these people? Number one, you can't be forceful with them because, you know, they're still children. They're still children. Even though they want to talk like adults, they're not. They're not. They're children. Even though they think they know everything, guess what? They don't. And one thing I love about young people is that they will come back and they'll say, you know, oh, remember when you said this? You were right. I'm like, yeah, I know, sweetheart. I've been right and you've been wrong, but you're just realizing it. It's okay. Let them come back to you. Let them say that. You know, back to our detox. Stop allowing so much stuff into yourself. Everybody's problems ain't your problems. So first part of detox is not allowing it to come into you, period. Right. In order to detox properly, you may find that you have to be away from certain people. You know, detoxing, I've heard a lot of angels say, I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, and it shows. I want to spend more, but it gets too crazy. You know, it gets too personal. You know, if you have to detox things that take up too much of your time, do that. Facebook is one of them. Boop, just let it be. Unless you have business accounts there, but even limit that. You know, during the fast, I have to limit my cat videos. And yet I have a new talking parrot that I love to listen to. I'm like, oh, my God, this parrot is going to heaven. And so I love these things. But guess what? Time limitation. And I want you to understand, and there may be someone questioning, well, why do I have to limit it if it's not really bad? Everything has to be limited. Everything in the world, like cabbage is good for you, but too much of it's going to give you gas. You know, you can eat, drink all the water you want, but if you're drinking water to the point where you don't eat food, that's not going to be good for you. So, you know, in life, everything, there are things that are really, really good for you. And then there's things that you really just kind of have to pull back from, have to do in limits. That we're going through something right now, which means we're limiting certain actions. We are really going through a devotion. We are devoting our time and energy to a higher source. We're devoting our time and energy to God. Come on, family. Come on. So in the middle of that, we can't do everything we want to do. Some things have to go. And then I'm hoping as you realize some things have to go, you'll realize something shouldn't have been here in the first place. Get your detox on. Let's spend some time and energy thinking about what we shouldn't be doing. And let's go ahead and limit that. And then let's think about ways we can really pull ourselves in for the detox. Things that we don't need to do, shouldn't be doing. Let's start our elimination. So the whole soda thing, the no soda, I forget which rule it is, that has been, I think yesterday I was dealing with a stressful situation with a stressful person. And so yesterday I wanted a soda. And I was like, you know, still fasting. But as I got to thinking about it, I said, well, wait a minute. For 21 days, I ain't been thinking about a soda. Now, all of a sudden, I want a soda? And I had to really stop and think, you don't want the soda. You are using this soda as a method getting past this irritation. oh, well, that's, now you're misusing. I'm abusing soda, okay? So not, it's not just about thirst. It's not even about, ooh, I want something sweet. It was none of those, you know, positive things. It was about something negative. Oh, I can't believe, da-da-da-da-da. And so, you know, as I'm driving, when I drive, I want a soda. And so I'm like, 21 days, I ain't been thinking about it. Day 20 days, I ain't been thinking about it. Day 21, I have to have it. I said, no, devil is a lie. I do not. And I was able to move past that moment, but it really helped me to realize, wait a minute, you're not even doing sodas right. You know, you're not even drinking it because, you know, you're trying to wash down a meal or, no, you're doing this because, you know, it's a coping mechanism. No, that's way too much sugar, way too much calories. And you know, I love the zero sugar. We have zero sugar now. But guess what? That may be zero sugar, but it's tons of chemicals. And it tastes great. Tons of chemicals, tons of chemicals. So it's like, I hope that you're spending a little time reflecting on what you're really doing and the whys. What are you doing? And why are you doing it? And so that's just another aha for me that I've gotten with this fast and helping me really to see, hey, you may be doing something very minor, but it has an undercurrent that you want to kind of keep in check. Let's keep that in check. And so, yeah, something small and something that if I was not fasting, I would not have noticed. I would not have paid attention. I would have just gotten the soda and been sipping on it and drank the whole 32 ounce in 15 minutes. Wouldn't have thought about it. But now that I'm working on myself and building myself and building my relationship with God and wanting to present to Him a good face, a good person, a good someone who's disciplined, because I'm doing all of this, I'm recognizing even things about myself that need to be adjusted and addressed. So this is where I am, you know, and it's a good place to be. And so I'm just encouraging everyone, spend that time with yourself recognizing some things about you that you could adjust even after the devotion, where you could say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I'm not doing this. You know, I'm going to make sure that I'm regulating how much coffee I'm drinking, how much, you know, even the little crystallites that I like, I really enjoy. I won't have more than two a day. You know, when I'm not checking myself, I'll drink all the water and all the crystal light. And again, it's no sugar, but it's tons of chemicals. And so, I go through all this habit of soaking beans and preparing food naturally. And then I'll go and dump a bunch of chemicals in me. You know, so it's like really, it's fully paying attention to what you're doing. Not just one aspect of it. I can get all this food down and get all my food natural from the ground, scrubbing it, loving on it, and then I'm dumping chemicals in me. It's not balanced. I'm not going to get the full reward of the work that I'm really trying to do. And I want you to get the full reward of what you're trying to do. So this is why we're sharing this moment. And so I really just want you to think about, as you're doing your detox, as you're going through it, I remember I was doing one detox and it says, don't eat oily food for this, this, and this. I was like, oh my. And then I was thinking, you shouldn't be eating that anyways. You don't need this packet to tell you that. So as we go on our days and as we're moving forward, I want you to think about, hey, what do you already know? You don't have to, you know, make an appointment with a nutritionist, but if you do, we have one. A Wonderful Approach has a nutritionist, a new one. But if you need a nutritionist, we have one. But some of this stuff you can get started before you even call her, okay? Some of this stuff you already know, okay? I hope everyone has a beautiful Easter. You don't have to celebrate Easter to have a beautiful Easter. You can just choose to say, hey, I'm going to make this day a wonderful day. I'm going to light an extra candle for my ancestors. I'm going to give them some coffee, some tea. Please make sure you have a saucer under that cup. But anyways, you know, we're going to go and spend this time with them so that they can feel good about their holiday. It doesn't have to be your holiday. It was their holiday. I hope everyone spends some time reading a book, doing some writing, just doing something that they enjoy. Allow yourself enjoyment today. All right? Hopefully I will speak to you soon. And if it's not today, you know why. All right? Peace.